Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Leashes of Valor in this morning. Jason Haig is in, and Chris Bauer's in this morning from Leashes of Valor in Spotsylvania. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ted.
Good to have you here. Maverick's here also. I do not give Maverick the due that he deserves. He's on the floor, and he'll be sleeping through much of the show.
Much of it. He's hanging out right here by my feet. He heard me talking about him. He just nuzzled me. But it was great walking in. Everybody got to say hi and meet him again and see how big he is. Because they've watched, everybody here has watched him grow up, which has been awesome. So it's really cool.
It is. It's yesterday I went around the building and I said, hey, Jason and Chris will be here. I mean, I don't even have to say Leashes of Valor. I just have to say Jason and Chris are going to be here. Are they bringing Maverick? So
nobody cares about us. They just want to see the dog.
They want to see the dog.
We don't go anywhere without him.
You had an anniversary just the other day, Jason. I saw on Facebook where September 2nd was when you got your first dog, Axel.
Yep.
Axel's the one who you always talk about. Is Axel's the one who, and many people with Leashes of Valor can talk about this, with their dog, saved you.
Yeah, Axel, just a little while ago, it was the anniversary of the day I actually, the first time I met him, down in Florida at another organization. And honestly, he's the dog that really started all of this. It's the reason why we're doing Leashes of Valor, why we're so passionate about it. If it wasn't for that dog, I wouldn't be here, that's for sure. So he was an awesome German Shepherd. We've named our place right here in Spotsylvania after him. It's called Axel's Place. Awesome place, 9.5 acres over there on Old Plank Road. So if you're ever around the area, please come on by. You'll see the sign, I promise.
it's right there. It's a great facility to be able to train dogs and to have veterans come in, and we'll get into all that as we go along this morning. But when I saw that, I was kind of taken aback, and there was a picture of a young Jason Haig there.
I didn't have any hair.
Yeah, you looked good though.
Yeah, it was like 12 years ago, I guess it was, or 13 years ago when I got him. Because he's been gone for a couple years now. But yeah, it was crazy. I tell people all the time when the story is, I wasn't really a dog person. I had one when I was a kid. It bit me a whole bunch of times, and then I never saw it again. So, and I won't say that it was like love at first sight either. Axel was a German Shepherd, and if everybody knows, that breed, they're a little standoffish. But once they're there, and they'll never go away. And that's kind of what happened with me and Axel. It took about 6 months for us working together, and then all of a sudden we were in like Colorado, and it was like, oh my God, how did we do this? And we kind of realized that we were going to be okay.
The other thing that struck me looking at the young Jason picture was you had this big smile on your face. You looked really happy.
Mm-hmm.
But you, as you tell the story, at that time you couldn't have been. And that's where sometimes I guess we look at warriors, and we look at people, and they're good.
Yeah.
Because you're smiling on the outside, but a lot of different things are going on the inside.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing that I stress to our veterans as they come through here is this is not going to be a quick fix. It's not going to fix it tomorrow, I promise. Like, it's still going to be a battle from here on out. But we're going to give you a tool that is hopefully going to make that a whole bunch easier. Because like you said, you can put on a sweet, sweet facade and try to rock and roll. But in the end, you have to be able to sleep at night. And I think that was one of the biggest things that Axel let me do was, get rest, get sleep, and actually reset. Because being on 24/7 is not a good way to function. And that's what most of our guys and girls deal with after they come home, is they don't know how to turn that switch off. So these dogs give them the ability to do that.
And that's what you guys all have a story. And one of these days, because I mean, things are still, one of these days, Chris, I'm going to get your, I'm going to have you talk about your story, but now's not the time.
No, it's all good.
Now's not the time, but we had Xander in just a few weeks ago with from Leashes of Valor, and you all have such powerful stories, and when you go to graduations and you see these stories and you see people getting dogs, it's really something.
Yeah, to see the change in Xander specifically from the day he was paired with Ruby to now, like he's out there helping us with community outreach now. Like, yeah. You're talking about a guy that couldn't leave his house, and now all of a sudden, like, there's, like, what else can I do, guys? Like, I love this feeling. I want to give this to somebody else, and that is the impact we're looking for.
That was amazing the other day, that he was so articulate in sharing his story, and he said, before Ruby, if it weren't for Ruby, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, and that's just down the line, all of you guys.
It's incredibly humbling to have him say something like that, and that's, you know, our ultimate mission and our goal is to have that impact and to hear it. You know, it makes all the long hours and the long days worth it, and that's exactly what we're trying to do, save a life.
Yeah, I can remember the one of the first warriors that you all introduced me to when I was out at your place one day, and he talked about how when you get a dog, you got to work it, and that forced him to go out and then start to feel comfortable. So it really is a process, and a process that you all have really refined well.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for 7 years now, eight almost, and I think this is almost it's about 350 service dog pairings, so. I learn a lot better from mistakes.
Well, we all do.
Yeah, being able to go back, reflect, and fix the different things that we have seen as we have, you know, refined this process has been a testament to the team that we've created. I tell people all the time, I can barely train my children. I definitely don't train dogs. So, being able to have the canine staff and the knowledge and the experience that they have and watch them take a dog. I mean, everybody here has watched Maverick from 16 weeks old to now 2.5, and the difference and how well he is trained is pretty amazing to see.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing just to be a part of.
Yeah. Quick break. We're going to come back. And Leashes of Valor is in Spotsylvania, and there's a great opportunity coming up where you can financially get involved and really learn about Leashes of Valor and have a great time, too. We're going to jump into Tale as Old as Time, and we'll talk about that. It's coming up on October 11th with Chris and Jason from Leashes of Valor. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Leashesofvalor.org to find out more about what we're talking about, or go to their terrific Facebook page that will keep you up to date on everything. But leashesofvalor.org with all kinds of information about just the organization. Tale as Old as Time, Chris, is coming up on October the 11th. That is a Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And it is at Fawn Lake.
It's at Fawn Lake Country Club.
And this is a big deal.
Yes, sir. This is our inaugural gala. We listen to the community, and we're doing an event that specifically targets like the families and the ladies in the community to come out, dress up, have an awesome night dancing and helping us raise money for Leashes of Valor.
So, I mean, Jason dresses up. I don't know if I've ever seen Jason even close to dressed up.
Oh, he's going to be dressed up with a top hat and everything. Yeah, make sure you come out and
really?
See
him.
I don't know about a top hat, but yes, I will be dressed up. Unfortunately, I even own a tuxedo. So there was at one point in my life that I had to Superman it and change it in and out of all different types of things. So, yeah. It's going to be a great event. We're super excited for it. Fawn Lake is going to do it right, and I hope people can come check it out.
So this is really a chance to financially learn about how, I mean, people can have such a big impact just learning about that. But coming to this event is really important.
Yes, sir. It's from 6 to 10 Saturday night, October 11th. We're going to have puppies on hand. We're going to have all hands on deck. To really showcase exactly how we do what we do and why we do what we do. So if you have that night open, you know, grab your wife, grab some tickets, and please come join us. It's going to be a blast.
You also, this also is a chance for the community and for sponsors. If you're a business or you know of someone who could get involved financially with sponsoring, that would be a big help too to make this even a bigger success.
Absolutely. We're only able to do what we do with the support of the community and the businesses that reside inside of our community. So if you're a business owner or you have a plug to one of them, please get in contact with us. Give us the opportunity to come and present what we're doing to you and see if we can find a way to collaborate and help save lives.
And boy, the collaboration component of this, Chris, is so important, because to get sponsors to this event, but then to get sponsors with some of the other things that you'll do. And for so many of us, it's easy to say, you know, for me to say to you guys, thank you for your service. And that's important. And I know you guys, everyone appreciates it every time. But here's a way financially that you can get involved with an organization that's doing so much in the community that's helping.
Right.
People that,
right.
That and do need your help.
Right. And that whole weekend, the Fall in Love weekend, is the 11th, 12th, and 13th of October. The 11th and 12th is our Ryder Cup. We call it the Valor Cup. It's 2 days of match play.
Don't sue us, PGA. We're okay.
Followed by Monday, which is our Vet Am. It's like a pro am. We put one of our ambassadors in the group, so you don't have to be an awesome golfer to enjoy that. But it's a way for us to engage the community, tell our story, and have, you know, impact to show you what your donation's going to. You won't regret it, I promise.
I've always thought that with Leashes of Valor, all it takes is to sit down with you two or Karen or any of the other fabulous people you've got there, but just to talk and in 5 minutes to hear about the mission, and I think you're going to be sold on it, and then to go out to your facility and see all the different things that you do, and this really is a great opportunity for this area. To really latch on to what you do. We're lucky to have you.
Well, we're really excited about it. I think exactly what Chris is saying, getting an opportunity to meet our team, meet these dogs, and help out the organization all at once is a great thing, especially for this community and Fawn Lake. All you have to do is talk to one of our people for 5 minutes and you'll be sold.
Yes. Right?
You just got to get there.
So yeah.
Check us out. I mean... all different kinds of opportunities. I believe tickets for the gala are $250 a person, and I would say almost 80% of that is actually going back to the program. I mean, obviously, we got to spend some money to Fawn Lake Country Club. It was very nice. So just getting the people out there, coming by our facility, meeting these dogs, you know, saying hello when we're out there. You see our trucks. I mean, there's all different kinds of ways, and it's awesome.
And that's the thing. You mean, I see your trucks around town, They're very identifiable. Leashes of Valor right on it, and the great logo you have. And if you do see them, go up and talk to whoever's got the truck's going to talk to you.
Promise.
And is going to talk to you about the program, and to have a program like this that is so successful, and that is so targeted to veterans and for this area. I mean, you're perfect for this area, and that's when I learned about what you all did, it was exciting to know that you're right here in Spotsylvania.
It's been incredible the last couple of years, the amount of support we've gotten, and it's all based on where we are. This is a great community, and we're lucky to be a part of it. Yes, we enjoy the waves and the honks as we, you know, are going up and down Route 3, and please continue to give us the thumbs and not other fingers. But we love seeing the shirts and the hoodies out and about. Like, if you want to support us, you can check out, we have a shop on our website, leashesofvalor.org, and you know, support us any way you can.
Getting the word out. Great. You got a great facility in Spotsylvania where you've got room to be able to train the dogs and to work with them. The veterans come and two classes that you'll graduate your next class coming up in November.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. We're actually doing the graduation at Axel's Place. It's 8407 Old Plank Road in Fredericksburg. It'll be October 8th. I think we're starting at noon.
November 8th.
Oh, November 8th, starting at
noon. Or no, 11 to 1, Axel's Place. Mission Barbecue will be serving lunch. And I think that's...
Followed by tour and graduation.
Yeah, you can actually tour the facility while we have it open, or while we are doing the ceremony and all that stuff. So it should be really cool. Unfortunately, we were unable to do it again this year with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Department. Just to give them a selfish plug, they are moving their event to November 2nd, or I believe.
First.
Or November 1st. November 1st,
yeah.
So, which will be a whole bunch of resources for veterans, including us. So, you know, if you need stuff, that's a great place to come check it out and find, you know, where the resources are in your area. But yeah, the graduation, really excited. We'll graduate five. Because
5, wow.
So really exciting. We've been expanding a little bit into the local area and beyond, trying to get guys and girls that need help a little bit faster if they live in the area. So it's been really great. So this year we should graduate 10 dogs, which is 2 more than we were supposed to. So, and that's all because of the community, giving us the resources to be able to do that.
That's fabulous. And you ought to put on your calendar November 8th, because that is you'll never forget it. I've been to, I think, 3 graduations now. Mm-hmm. And boy, the veterans are always so appreciative, and you're excited to know what's ahead for them.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see and to hear what their plans are, you know, as they're packing up, getting ready to leave. And honestly, there's usually not a dry eye in the crowd once we're done with the graduation. So being able to share that with the community so they can actually see what goes on and what the end product is really big for us. At Leashes of Valor, we try to be as transparent as possible so everybody knows where their dollars are going, what it's going towards, why it's being spent. So if there's questions and concerns, we give that opportunity to the public to be able to reach out and to answer anything that they have. So it'll be exciting to be able to have that this year again at Axel's Place, and to see how many people show up. I know we do have a Facebook event already set up for it. So, if you're out there and you're interested, and you want to come, please click on that, share it. And you know, that's one of the real easy things you can do to help us is just share on social media, like the post, yeah. Let other people know about it. And the more followers we have, the more eyes that see it.
Just to get the word out. And again, that's why we talk about if you know of businesses or you know of people that aren't involved with Leashes of Valor but should be, tell them about it.
Yeah, tell them about it. info@leashesofvalor.org. If you reach out to that, someone will get in touch with you within a day or two. info@leashesofvalor.org to learn more.
At this point, it's, you know, it's the age-old adage. It's not what you know, it's who you know. The more people that we can get introduced to, the more people that you know, the better. So that way, you know, we can continue to expand into the community and get as big as we can.
And if you know, it doesn't have to be just businesses around here. If you know of businesses or individuals in Northern Virginia, in the Richmond area, maybe the Northern Neck, maybe over toward Charlottesville. And I mean, what you're doing, I mean, you have worked with people and have veterans and dogs all across the country.
Yeah, we've been all over the country, Montana, Florida. I think we've had dogs in California, all the way up to Maine, things like that. So we're all over the country. We're just headquartered here in Spotsylvania. So if a veteran needs help anywhere, throughout the continental United States, we will make sure to try to get them the help that they need.
And get tickets early for the gala on the 11th, Chris, just because there's only you hope it'll be sold out, and if in case it does, you're coming, get them.
I believe we have 5 or 6 tables left, so we have less than 100 tickets to sell. We're incredibly excited. It's going to be an amazing night. Like, come check us out. Give us a shot. Like, I promise you won't forget. You won't regret it.
For you guys to put on I know people have talked to you about, you know, of doing this kind of thing, and this really is the kind of thing. It's something new for you guys.
Oh, yeah, sir. I mean, the ladies in our lives demanded this. So we are absolutely all in about putting on the best dang gala night that we are capable of. But obviously, we've enlisted the help of some very special ladies to help us decorate it and make sure that it's perfect. So, yes, we will be in penguin suits. Come see us October 11th at Fond Lake Country Club for our Tale as Old as Time gala.
Well, and like you said, there'll be dogs there. And the fact that I am relieved to know that you guys aren't doing the decorating. Not that I don't love you guys, but I wouldn't want to have walked in and said, who decorated?
Yeah, that's
Chris,
definitely.
That was a Chris thing.
No, it wasn't my job, but I helped, I promise.
Now, this is a great opportunity. Again, it is October 11th, Tale as Old as Time, which is a great name for the event. And you've probably heard Jason's on the commercial talking about it, which is a great commercial, by the way.
Yeah, I actually heard it the other day right as we turned the car on. I won't take credit for that name. That was actually Kristen, I believe, the one that you know. She made that name up. Yeah. So we're going to run with it. We're really excited about the sponsorship opportunities, like you were talking about. If there's any businesses out there, we've got plenty of different ways to advertise. Obviously, we're going to be on the course in Fond Lake, in the building, obviously banners and things like that. But we've been doing a lot of stuff with you guys as well on the radio. So if you need to get the word out and support us at the same way, it'd be awesome if you can.
Leechesofvalor.org again for more information, or if you want to just email somebody to set something up or to talk to somebody, info@leechesofvalor.org. Facebook has all kinds of great information too. Jason Head, Chris Bowers here from Leashes of Valor, leashesofvalor.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Leashes of Valor in this morning, Jason and Chris from Leashes of Valor. Leashesofvalor.org is the website. So again, November the 8th is when the graduation will take place at the facility in Spotsylvania. And when that gets closer next month, we'll talk much more in detail about that. But one of the great things about the whole process and the program that you all have there is before a person gets a dog, they come for a week or two, and you work with them with the dog. Because I guess when you get dogs, Jason, I mean, it's not just like here you go.
Yeah, so for us, one of the big things is we want to make sure that you're comfortable. You know what the dog is going to do, why it's doing those things, obviously what are all the commands are. But really, it's, you know, a lot of guys have come to us and never had a dog before. So they don't even, you know, there's a lot of things that come with the dog, how to groom them, how to, you know, trim their nails, when do they need to go to the vet, how many times they need to go to the vet, those different things. But really, it's to make sure that they're going to be comfortable in their day-to-day lives when they go back to wherever they came from. So we try to replicate those different scenarios, going to the grocery store, going to the dentist office, going to your kid's soccer game, to show you that this dog is going to be flawless and is going to be by your side that entire time. So that's really the whole reason for that 10 days of them hanging out with us and teaching them about it.
Yeah, it's almost like taking a baby home for the first time.
Man, I wish the doctor would have come home with me and told me what I was doing wrong.
Yeah, because when things start happening, you get a dog. This would be me. You all of a sudden, it's like, what do I do?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Help. Yep. And for us, after that 10 days, we have a follow up every 90 days for the first year to make sure that everything's going right. Just requiring weights and different things like that to make sure that they're getting. All their preventative medications and those types of things. So, and that's all through lessons learned. Unfortunately, having to learn the hard way. That's how I learn best. So, making sure that these guys and girls know exactly what these dogs can do for them. So, what I will say real quick, because before I forget, is our graduation is free, and all the dogs that we give to our veteran, no charge, nothing at all. They don't spend a dime. But on November 8th at our facility, when we do our next graduation of five dogs, it is free and you get lunch. So please come on by and check it out.
It is something to see, because you really learn. I think, Chris, one of the things that I learned the very first time I went was just the connection between the dog and the person. And I remember looking at a couple of the veterans sitting there with their dogs, and to see those dogs just continue always looking at the, and Karen has the lead trainer with you guys has explained about how it works when they're with their training. Their focus is always their veteran.
Correct. It's unprecedented the amount of training that these dogs are getting. We have an incredibly good canine team that come with, almost 100 years of combined, canine training skills. And they're putting together some of the best dogs that I've ever seen go out as service dogs. And that eye contact, it's just the dog pays attention. Once that dog keys in to what's going on with its handler, it's always paying attention. It's always supposed to be there. And I think that's the comfort these guys are looking for. Like that dog, once it imprints, Jason touched on how German Shepherds, they kind of standoffish until you become theirs. And then once you're theirs, that's it. Like, he will never leave you. And, like, that's the type of peace they're looking for. And that's what hopefully we provide.
Well, and the great thing about you guys, because we hear so often, and we hear all the stories, and you unfortunately likely know so many people that didn't have a dog and were not able to just navigate through life. But the fact, the statistic of you guys, that every veteran that has gotten a dog has been helped.
Yeah,
those are results.
Yeah, so that's the one big thing that we hang on to, is that for every dog that we have given out, there has been zero suicides. I think our number, fortunately for our veteran community, has gone down a little bit. I think we're at 20 veterans a day instead of 22 committing suicide, which is great. We're doing something and put a dent in it.
Mm-hmm.
And for every dog that we have given out, it has been a 100% success rate in that regard, in that there hasn't been a suicide attempt. There hasn't been a suicide. So that's something that we very much take pride in, because that's the whole reason why we're doing this, is to try to put a dent and to try to help as many people as we can. What I will say is, a service dog is not for everyone, but if you make the effort and reach out to Leashes of Valor, and we determine that, hey, either this is not the best fit, or this is something else that we need to look at, we will try to help you find those resources.
Mm-hmm.
You took the courage to actually ask for help. We're going to make sure that you get it.
That's interesting that it's not for everybody. That does make sense. I think mm-hmm. sometimes we do. I mean, I think at least in my case, you sort of, this works. Let's do it.
Yeah.
But not everybody it works for.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we try to stress. For me, and Chris can kind of preach to this as well, is if you are not fully prepared to answer the question on what is wrong with you every day, this may not be the solution. For me, having that dog and having to say what is wrong with me and why this is happening has been really big, and it helps through the recovery, in my opinion. But it alludes to earlier on in the conversation, just like you said, that guy looks fine. Like, he's got a smile on his face. Why does he have a dog? You'd be shocked on how many people actually ask. So
really,
people are curious. I don't think they ask out of any ill intentions, but they're curious. And like, to Jason's point, every day somebody's going to ask you
every day,
why do you have a dog? Every what does day. He do for you?
Yep.
Tell me what's wrong with you.
it usually starts innocuous. So may I meet your dog? Absolutely, totally fine. And then the questions start. So if you, as a veteran going through your recovery, haven't got to that process where now it's time to talk about it, a server dog might not be right for you.
Right.
So, but if you are ready, that's one of the big things that will help you. I mean, that's why Axel helped me so much, is he allowed me to speak to the public, to have conversations and actually get it out on what's wrong with me. The one statistic that I use a lot is it takes almost 1,000 hours or maybe it's 100 hours to talk about one traumatic event that you've had. Man, I was deployed for almost 3 years. Like, I don't have enough time to talk about that. So being able to utilize these different types of scenarios and these different types of tools to help has been really big.
It's been interesting over the years, and especially to talk to some people higher up or older people that got out of the military, and they always talked about, and I think, and you guys fit into this kind of this mold, that they always talked about some older people that were retired, about all the, like you say, all the deployments that young people were experiencing, and how difficult and how they worried about that, and we've seen that
on average. Our infantrymen that we had in the War on Terror spent almost 1,000 days in a direct combat situation.
Wow.
Think about that. 1,000 days. That's crazy. That's at least 3-4 deployments. I did 3. Chris did 2. I have best friends that did 6. Like, so if you think about it, go back one war, Vietnam. That was a 13-month tour. On average, they got about 100 days of sustained combat.
That's
only 10% of what we it's insane to think about that. And to be able to help a small fraction of those guys is a huge opportunity to make sure that these guys can live a better life. We don't have enough time to talk about 1,000 days of combat in therapy. Like, there's no way.
Right.
You're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So being able to provide a service dog or other opportunities outdoors, things like that. There's great nonprofits all over the country, but it's not for everybody. So having different options is a huge thing, and that's what we try to do.
Oh, and so many people are like you guys, and like you said. I'm sure, and a lot of them fall through the
A lot of them don't even know about it.
Right, they either fall through the cracks, they don't know about it, or like you said, Chris, you don't want to talk about it. Just leave me alone. I'll just go off and
do my
thing. Yeah, live the rest of my life. And that's got to be difficult to like you say, face and say these are my problems. That's got to be incredibly difficult at times.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, one of our mottos at Leashes of Valor, it doesn't matter if we cannot provide you a service dog, we will at least get you into the direction of something that will help you, and connecting you with other organizations and things like that, whether it be educational, financial support, housing, those types of things. We've got great contacts within the community, within the nonprofit community. So I mean, again, think about it. The average infantryman was 1,000 days of combat. You're never going to talk that out.
No, and I just can't imagine living like that and always living on edge. And then, that's why you come home and everything's not.
It's not the same.
Not
anymore.
The same. You know, you're not the same.
Yeah, and that's why that's the whole thing that I was talking about before is. You are on 24/7 when you're over there. There's no turning the switch off. If you turn the switch off, you die, and that's not cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the way to do it. So coming home, we have not been provided the tools on how to turn that switch off. Our government and our military is fantastic at turning boys into men and how to go over and do the things that we need to do. They are really bad at turning us back into civilians. That's not their job. That's not what they were made to do. And that's where the nonprofits, that's where Leashes of Valor come in, to try to help us turn that switch off, and to be active members of society again.
And that's what's great about having you here with so many people. You're able to do that. And that's why, community-wise, we've got to... This is they're really great opportunities to get involved and to contribute, to volunteer, to foster, to do all kinds of things.
Right. It takes everybody. We need as many people as we get to help us with this problem that we're actively, you know, fighting against with veteran suicide. So I think if you have the time and you're willing to open up your home to us, like, please email us at fosters@leashesofvalor.org, and someone will get in touch with you about, you know, opening your home up to one of these dogs and helping us raise them to be a lifesaver.
Xander talked about his wife really pushing him to to get a dog, and that's two or family members. If
a lot of times that's where the applications come from.
Yeah,
the spouse.
I would think so.
You know, we aren't we are part of the solution. We aren't the solution. Like we are very proud that we haven't had a suicide. But we're not a pill. We're not a
right.
You know, we're not a therapy session, but. You know, what we're doing is working in our community, and we're going to keep running it down. But we need help. And I think that's the biggest, you know, thing you give us as a platform to reach out over the airways and say, hey, if you've got some time and you're willing to, you know, listen to our story, like, I bet you get behind it. And I bet you, you know, it's going to enrich your life for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't wait for the day when you say we've gotten enough sponsors now that instead of two graduations this year, we're going to do three graduations this year.
That is the ultimate goal for us. And we're so proud to be able to do 10 dogs this year instead of eight. So you just have to think about that. Our dogs average between $25,000 and $27,000 per dog. So that is what the community has provided us, is the ability to do two more. And that's always the goal.
One at a time.
Yep, one more dog for one more person. And we're just going to keep plugging away at this. We're 8 years in, and we could totally use your help. So if you have a passion to help, please reach out to us, info@leashesofvalor.org, to learn more.
Yeah. No, it's because when I first met you guys, you were just doing a fraction of this. And to be at this level now is really exciting. And it's just it continues to grow, because I think people hear these stories and you hear the passion and you hear 1,000 days is just,
it's insane.
Yeah, and that's why you're so passionate and want to continue to be able to do more, because you look at this number and it's a great number, but you've got the space and the facility to do even more.
Absolutely. Yeah, and our goal is to be able to provide service dogs every other month that we're graduating. So 24 a year. And then, you know, after we get to full capacity here, you know, we're going to create another place somewhere else and do it again. And then we're going to do it again and do it again. So, you know, hopefully one day we're providing thousands of service dogs to our veterans. I was trying to look up the actual number. I believe, if I remember correctly, we had over 1.3 million troops deployed in the global war on terrorism in a direct combat situation. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a whole bunch. And
deployed a bunch of times.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
And so just think about that. If you only take 10% of that, saying that they have PTSD symptoms or traumatic brain injuries or things like that, that's still a whole bunch of veterans, and we're only doing 8 or 10 at a time.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of work to be done, and that's the reason why we're here and talking about it. So if you can help us, please. Reach out, and you know, we'll try to make something happen. It's not what we know now; it's who we know.
Leashesofvalor.org. You may know somebody. If you do, get involved and get them involved. Tell them about it. Give them the information. Leashesofvalor.org, and Jason and Chris and others will hook you up and give you the story. Chris Bowers, Jason Hague here this morning. Leashes of Valor. And we'll take one final break and conclude this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Jason Hague, Chris Bowers here this morning from Leashes of Valor, leashesofvalor.org. Tale as old as time is the big gala on October the 11th at Fawn Lake from 6 to 10. And Chris, as you mentioned, not many tables left, about 100 tickets or so are left. So if you're interested and you want to have a good night and get people involved, do that, or get people involved with sponsorships.
Correct. You can find all that on our website, leashesofvalor.org, and you know, click and buy or reach out to us. We can explain it to you. We can meet with you. We'd love to meet you. So please just reach out to us if you're interested. We'll give you all the information you need, and we look forward to you joining us October 11th from 6 to 10 at Fawn Lake Country Club.
Yeah, the first annual Leashes of Valor Gala. Tale as old as time. One of the things that you always say is one leash saves two lives. And I mean, I see it every day. I have a band I wear on my wrist that reminds me of that. And as you've described it, Jason, this morning, in just really eloquent terms, it really does. You're saving a lot of these dogs, but you're saving the person too. And you're saving, you mean families are staying together and all
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, and I will say that's one of the biggest things that I actually realized when Axel passed was how many people he impacted just by meeting him. And to be able to continue to do that, save the veteran, save the dog, possibly save their family, and then anybody that person, that dog interacts with, like that's huge. That's humongous.
Yeah.
So just being able to see that, those ripple effects on how it not only affects the veteran and the dog, but the ripple effect out in the community. The big point that we make is we try to rescue as many dogs as we can. Maverick here was picked up from a hoarding situation. We have all kinds of different stories like that with our dogs. So it, absolutely, one leash is saving two lives in the process, and that's huge for us, and we're so thankful that we're able to do something.
Looking at there's a picture on, I think it's on your website, it might be on Facebook, but it's you and Axel sitting, and it looks like it's you're in the Shenandoah Valley with the mountains in the background.
Yep.
It's you looking out, and there's Axel next to you.
Yep. And he was always there.
I have spent a lot of time just looking, and it's a great picture. And I just spent time looking at that picture and thinking what you must be thinking. And I'm sure you're looking. You talk about, you know, the time in combat and the things that you experience, but to be sitting there with such peace with the dog.
Yep.
And I've often thought, I mean, that to me that picture just describes what you guys are all about.
100%. 100%.
You're helping the person heal from whatever you're having to deal with.
Yep, heal, become at peace. However you want to talk, you know, say it or describe it. To be able to at least give some semblance of, hey, this is going to get better, is almost enough for most of our veterans just to be able to keep pressing to the next day. You can quit tomorrow. But when we get tomorrow, we're going to say we're going to quit the next day. So one day at a time. We've had one of our warriors has had just one hell of a time over the last 6 months. He lost his wife, he lost his dog, and now he's lost his mother. So, but he knows that because he's been a part of Leashes of Valor, like, we've got his back. It doesn't matter what happens. Like, we're going to find you the resources to help you get through these next difficult times. So it's not just about the dogs, it's about the family and about being able to help as many people as we can.
Well, I will say, you two, there's no, I don't know of any two people that are more caring. I mean, all you have to do is talk to Chris. I just have to talk to you for 2 minutes. And there's just a caring about people that you have.
Toxic positivity.
Yes. Toxic positivity. It's hope. Like, I preach hope. Like, today or tomorrow is not going to be as crappy as today was. It's the hope that, you know, things can get better. And I believe in that. And I believe in what Jason has created. I believe in the team that he's assembled to help him solve this problem. And I believe that this community is the community that's going to help us help more people. So my heart's full. I love what we do. I'm proud of what we do. And if you want to learn more, just please reach out to us. We'd love to tell you.
Well, you're way more. I know you. I think you know that you two are way more than just guests who come in here every month or so. You're great friends and brothers, and I
love coming
our
in
friendship.
Here,
Dan.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate what you two do and provide the area. Leashesofvalor.org. October 11th. Tale as old as time. Get involved. Get a ticket. Get a sponsor. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
Leashesofvalor.org. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.